Hachette Audio presents Strangers Tend to Tell Me Things, a memoir of love, loss, and coming home. Written by Amy Dickinson. Read by the author.
This book is dedicated to the memory of my mother, Jane Janung Dickinson, and also to my family of daughters, sisters, aunties, and cousins. The best way out is through Robert Frost. Life is a memory. Jane Dickinson. Author's note. This book is a work of memory. The experiences I write about are told from my perspective. Much has been left out, but nothing has been added. Some names have been changed. Introduction. Welcome to Freeville. I come from a place that seems to nurture two kinds of people, those who stay and those who leave. I grew up in a family of stayers, but I left. And now, as far as I know, I'm the only person in the entire history of Freeville, New York, aside from my own grandfather, to leave, but then return again. Like me, my grandfather Albert grew up in Freeville, moved to Washington, D.C. for his career, and moved back to Freeville later in life. My grandfather died in the house in which he was born, our family homestead on Main Street, where his daughter, my 90-year-old Aunt Millie, currently lives. As I write this, I'm sitting in my own little house on Main Street, 20 feet away. Looking out my window, I can see my elderly aunt toddling around in her kitchen. Freeville is a good place to be from. The village of 520 people has one stop sign marking the end of a tree-lined Main Street. Children ride their bikes to the village school, and in the summer, you still see kids carrying fishing poles as they walk to the old mill dam to fish. On summer evenings, people sit on their porches and slap at the mosquitoes that swarm the lights. That's what a lot of people probably think about when they remember their childhood in Freeville. But they do their remembering mainly from Florida, where everybody who leaves seems to wind up. The Freeville to Florida diaspora is fed by a pipeline powered by low wages and high taxes. Our former citizens are also blown south by the blizzards that rip through the region from Halloween to Mother's Day. Freeville lies near Ithaca, New York, on an axis between the small cities of Binghamton and Syracuse, ranked by the Farmer's Almanac as being the fourth and fifth worst weather cities in the United States. Even if you have the constitution to shovel your driveway for 5 months every year, there's also the cloud cover to contend with. The sky hangs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?